You're listening to Soundtracks, your source for the latest music and musings behind your favorite movies.
Back again with episode 2 of Soundtracks. I'm your host, Mick Jost, editor of GeekTyrant.com. And today on Soundtracks, we're actually covering an upcoming film coming out this Wednesday. Written, directed, produced, overall mastermind by Dax Shepard, and starring Tom Arnold, Bradley Cooper, and Shepard's fiancée, Kristen Bell, the comedy Hit and Run. Soundtrack being done by Lakeshore Records, who is just great at matching songs to film. On top of that, introducing us to new talent. More on that later. I was kind of curious as to what music would come out to a self-described car-chasing comedy. The trailer had some Aerosmith in it, so I kind of expected, you know, kind of something around that, some butt rock. I did not expect what I heard. This is awesome. So good. In fact, I actually had trouble not putting the whole thing on here for you just to listen. I wish I could, but, I might hit some legal trouble with that. So, with that said, I did narrow it down to 4 songs that I think you will absolutely love, some of which have been sung by people you've never heard of. Take this one, for example. Made famous in the 70s by Lou Rawls, this masterful cover done by a man by the name of Glitterball. Can't tell you much more about him because he is that fresh. There's absolutely nothing about him on the web. It's just a taste of the funk that's in store for you listening to this soundtrack. So here it is, You're Gonna Miss My Lovin', right here on Soundtracks.
You'll never find, as long as you live, someone who loves you tender like I do. You'll never find, no matter where you search, someone who cares about you the way I do. Oh, I'm not bragging on myself, baby, but I'm the one who loves you, and there's no one else, no one else. You'll never find, it'll take the end of all time, someone to understand you like I do. You'll never find the rhythm or rhyme, or the magic we share, just us two. Oh, I'm not trying to make you stay, baby.
Glitterball with his cover of the Lou Rawls hit single, You'll Never Find Another Love Like Mine. Here on Soundtracks, we're covering the Hit and Run soundtrack. Once again, courtesy of Lakeshore Records, they're giving me the rights to use this in the podcast so that you can hear it for free, and hopefully you will purchase it, which I can say with certainty that it's not at all a bad decision to do. Now, if you're like me, You probably saw the trailer for Hit and Run and wondered why you're just now hearing about this movie. Well, it actually was a pet project of Shepard, completely produced, written, filmed on his budget. The mere fact that this movie actually happened at all is nothing short of a miracle. Scheduling had to be perfect. Belle had to be back on set for her show House of Lies on Showtime the day after shooting was completed, with Shepard actually returning back to NBC's Parenthood 3 days after it was finished. Bradley Cooper only had a week to film. It was just one of those magical times in Hollywood where everything just happened to come into place. Crew members banded together. GM was even able to throw in a few cars. And Shepard himself actually made one of the most important contributions of the film, which we'll talk about after this. Moving on to a song that appears in the film that has not only appeared in many other films, such as Rocky, but has also been sampled in several songs, movies, pop culture in general. Probably the most notable one, DJ Jazzy Jeff and Will Smith's Summertime. It's called Summer Madness, and it's by Kool & the Gang. And it's right here on Soundtracks. Summer Madness on Soundtracks once again. If you want to buy the soundtrack, you can go to lakeshore-records soursforthelatestmusicandmusings.com. You can find it there quite easily, or you can just go on iTunes, which it should be available today. So earlier we were talking about Dax Shepard giving the most important contribution to Hit and Run, you know, besides money out of his own pocket. He actually used his own 1967 Lincoln Continental. He's owned it for over 10 years, since he was 17, and was looking to get some work done on it. He loved the car, his favorite sedan ever made, but he wanted it to, you know, have a little bit more of a kick to it. So he hired this movie transportation guy, Tony Leguzzo, and his son Tyler, to bring the vehicle up the car and make it, in so many words, the bitchingest Lincoln around. And that's exactly what they did. They put a 514 Ford Racing crate engine, fuel injection, coilover suspension, disc brakes, and made it bitchin'. When Belle actually got in the car, she thought it was breaking because it was shaking so much, which she didn't know was a good thing. She also commented and said that souping up a Lincoln and making an awesome muscle car is actually more of a dude magnet than it is a chick magnet, which I find hilarious because I know dudes who love to talk up their car. Anyway, I digress. Let's get back to the music. John Martin. I don't want to say John Martin was completely ignored in the U.S., but definitely didn't get as much attention as he did overseas in Britain. And this song is a testament to that. Went on a road trip over the weekend playing the soundtrack, and this one syncs up perfectly with any car drive. Whether it's late at night, cruising into the sunset, or an early morning drive. You're gonna love this. It's Over the Hill, John Martin, and it's on Soundtracks.
I'm going away to leave ya. I'm gonna leave you in disgrace. Nothing in my favor. I got the wind in my face. I'm going home.
Soundtracks. Mick Jost, editor of GeekTyrant.com. And sadly, yes, we've come to the end of Soundtracks. Now, I can't really speak to how much you're going to enjoy Hit and Run as a movie. You're just going to have to figure that out for yourself, should you choose to go see it tomorrow. What I can tell you is that I will certainly be there to see it some point this weekend. The combination with what I've seen from the trailer, combined with this wonderful soundtrack, I can't pass it up. I just am way too curious. The stuff I've read about, the passion, the amount of money, the time that Shepard put into this, I feel like it would be a disservice not to support a Hollywood dream such as this. Seems like it can be a fun movie. Might be one of those dark horse comedies. You never know. Always a fan of films that come from the unknown and surprise you every once in a while. So we close off today's soundtracks with an unknown artist who's actually been around for quite a while. The late 90s, in fact. Bob Mrvac has been around with the Bob Mrvac Trio since 1997. They play a variety of music, as can be heard on the soundtrack. You hear some folky stuff. You hear some kind of half-funk, half-cake kind of music. And they actually do a cover of a well-known soundtrack song made famous by Bob Dylan for the soundtrack 1973 film Pat Garrett and Billy and the Kid. It reached number 12 on the Billboard Hot 100 singles chart and remains one of the top soundtrack songs to date. This is the Bob Mrvac Trio with Knockin' on Heaven's Door, and this has been Soundtracks. You can follow us on Twitter at Soundtracks, and hey, give me some feedback. Email me, mickjost@geektyrant.com. Give me your thoughts, stuff you'd like to hear, what I can do better, what I can do for you. I'm always aiming to please. Also, subscribe on iTunes if you like us. I'd like to see a little bit of love. So, take it easy, guys.
Mama, take this badge off of me. I can't use it anymore. It's getting dark to see. I feel I'm knocking on heaven's door. Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door. Coming down, I feel I'm knocking on heaven's door. Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door. Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door. Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door.
Like what you hear on Soundtracks? Visit geektyrant.com for an early release of the new episode and breaking news on your favorite movies, shows, and more. That's geektyrant.com.